Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded 1,164 locally acquired COVID-19 cases and another 3 deaths. 67% of residents in New South Wales have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian saying she hopes rising vaccination rates will see families reunited for Christmas this year.
We want to get to that magic 70% and 80% as quickly as possible. So it's so critical for all of us to have a more hopeful spring by making sure we get those vaccination rates up. Once we see first doses get to 80%, we know that we'll be able to reach that target, and it's so critical for us.
Over 135,000 tests were done in the last reporting period, with most new cases still concentrated in southwest and western Sydney. Victoria has recorded 76 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, with 45 linked to existing outbreaks. There are now over 1,000 venues on the Victorian Health Department's list of COVID-19 exposure sites, including several apartment buildings in Melbourne. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has flagged home quarantine could be the new normal for travellers, despite the funding of 3 dedicated quarantine hubs. Mr. Morrison says South Australia's trial of home quarantine could be a model for the rest of the country once 80% of over 16s are fully vaccinated. He says quarantine facilities could be reserved for international travellers such as backpackers rather than returning citizens. The head of United States Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, has confirmed the final plane with the last remaining US troops on board has left Kabul's international airport. He says planes took off 1 minute before midnight in Kabul.
Tonight's withdrawal signifies both the end of the military component of the evacuation, but also the end of the nearly 20-year mission that began in Afghanistan shortly after September 11, 2001. It's a mission that brought Osama bin Laden to a just end, along with many of his al-Qaeda co-conspirators. And it was not a cheap mission.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the US Embassy in Kabul will stay vacant, with diplomats posted to Afghanistan to work from Qatar. Mr. Blinken thanked members of the military for their courage during the withdrawal process, noting that the most recent US service members to die were only babies when America began its mission in Afghanistan 20 years ago.
And the world saw how our diplomats rose to the challenge. US service members in Kabul did heroic work. They carried out this mission under the constant threat of terrorist violence. And 4 days ago, 11 Marines, one Navy medic, and one soldier were killed by a suicide bomber at the airport gate, as well as scores of Afghans.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has rejected calls to take more Afghan refugees in a special one-off intake outside Australia's regular humanitarian cap. A humanitarian disaster is unfolding in Afghanistan, with many who are trying to flee the Taliban now left behind as allied forces completed their military withdrawal. 122,000 people have been evacuated, including more than 4,000 in Australia's mission. Mr. Morrison said Australia's commitment to allocate 3,000 places of its 13,750-person humanitarian cap this financial year was in line with previous efforts. To sport now, and the Queensland government has granted border passes to more than 100 NRL players' family members and league officials as the border with New South Wales remains closed. A chartered plane arrived from Sydney yesterday despite health orders prohibiting anyone but essential workers who have had at least one vaccine dose entering. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk distanced herself from the exemption process, saying the chief health officer granted them. Ms. Palaszczuk also defended the government's decision to allow Australia and India women's cricketers into hotel quarantine ahead of their series, despite a two-week halt of the quarantine program due to capacity strain. Ms. Palaszczuk says it isn't related to the cap, which is used for domestic quarantine. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.